Well, today we're at Atlantic High School visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2016, and you are?
Lainey Pelzer.
Lainey, introduce us to your family.
My mom's name is Stacy Weiss, my dad's name is Jeff Pelzer, and then I have three siblings, Derek, Blake, and Corey.
Well, let's talk about classes. What did you enjoy?
The classes I really enjoyed were, actually, I enjoyed chemistry a lot. And besides college chem, that was a terrible idea. And I also enjoy math classes.
Okay. So. You like the tough stuff?
Kind of. I like to be challenged, but the teachers in there were pretty great, too, so it made it fun.
Oh, good segue, because I wanted to talk about your favorite teachers. Who pointed you in the right direction? Who'd you like?
I can't say I ever had a teacher that I really didn't like, truthfully, but I enjoy Senior Vargason because I've had him for the last 4 years, so he's gotten to know me pretty well. I also enjoyed Mrs. Bradfield. She's retired now, but she was a pretty great math teacher, and Sheila Hayden is just as great. She's pretty awesome.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
I have been involved in track, student council, friend-to-friend mentoring, swim team, cross-country, volleyball, band. I'm a wrestling manager. I haven't been involved in all those all throughout high school, but those are some of the things I have been involved in.
Wow, pretty busy. Do you have a favorite in there?
My favorite sport is definitely track, and then swimming is a close second, and then my favorite activity would be student council.
Okay. What about accomplishments? Anything that you're going to look back on in your high school days that you're going to be most proud of?
Well, I'm really proud of making it so far and being accepted into college, but I've enjoyed getting to be the student council president. It's led me to a lot of opportunities. I've gotten to go to Costa Rica. That was a lot of fun. And I've presented at the State Student Council Conference twice. Just a lot of fun things that I guess stick out in my mind that I feel good about accomplishing.
Is that something you sought out when you got into high school? Did you want to be in leadership positions?
There was a part of me that kind of did, but then like as I matured through high school, it was even more important to me, and I've really enjoyed the leadership positions I've held.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's next for you, your future. Where will you be this fall?
This fall, I will be attending Central College in Pella for elementary education, and I will also hopefully be running track.
Okay. Why did you choose Central?
I chose Central because it's a nice small town, and I like a small community, and the campus is only 1,500 kids, so for me, that's great. The teacher-to-student ratio is like 1 to 12, so you get to know your professors, and your professors care about your education just as much as you should, and so I just like that versus the bigger campus, and it's a very pretty community.
Very good. Education, is that something you've always been interested in?
I used to be interested in the medical field, but I knew I've always wanted to work with kids. But as I've grown up through high school, I've realized it's not always about the money you make, but doing something you'll love for the rest of your life. So that's why I've decided on education.
Okay, very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. Now that you've done everything there is to do in high school, what advice do you need to give them so they do it right?
Be involved. Realize that your grades are important, even your freshman and sophomore year.
That's the advice.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, Lainey, congratulations on all you've accomplished. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. And who's next?
I am Emily Yeager.
Okay, Emily, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Lynette Yeager, and my dad is Daniel Yeager.
Okay. Let's talk about classes. What did you enjoy?
I've always enjoyed math classes, and I'm very involved in music, so band and choir, a big part of my life.
Okay. Is that something that you enjoy? Lainey said she enjoys a challenge. Are you the same way?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Don't take the easy classes, huh?
No.
Not so much. What about teachers? Any teachers that are your favorites?
My music teachers again, Mr. O'Donnell and Miss Gasser. Miss Hayden as well, because she's helped me. I've had her for math for several years. And
what do you think, because you've picked out some specific teachers, are there certain traits, certain qualities that they have, you think, that make them stand out for you?
They really care about me as an individual student rather than just trying to, you know, teach me and move on. They want to see me do my best and succeed.
That's a good trait in a teacher, absolutely. Well, let's talk extracurricular. You mentioned your music.
Yeah, mostly I'm just in music stuff, so everything that's under music or the arts. Mm-hmm. I've done musicals, plays, solo ensemble, honor bands, all that jazz.
all that jazz, she says. Ba-dum-bum. Hey, let's talk about specifics then. What do you play?
Clarinet is my main instrument.
What other ones do you play then? Everything?
A lot, yeah. Tenor sax is my close second. And then I learned French horn and flute this year. I can kind of play piano, I guess. Mm-hmm.
How did you settle on clarinet?
A lot, yeah. Tenor, a lot, yeah. Tenor, a lot, yeah. Tenor, a lot, yeah. Tenor sax is my, a lot, yeah. Tenor, a lot, yeah. Tenor sax is my close second. And then I learned French horn and flute this year. I can kind of play piano, I guess.
Mm-hmm. How did you settle on clarinet?
A lot, yeah. Tenor, a lot, yeah. Tenor, a lot, yeah. Tenor sax is my close second. And then I learned French horn and flute this year. I can kind of play piano, I guess.
Mm-hmm. How did you settle on clarinet?
A lot, yeah. Tenor sax is my close second. And then I learned French horn and flute this year. I can kind of play piano, I guess.
Mm-hmm. How did you settle on clarinet? Did that pick you or did you pick it?
I don't really know. I think back in sixth grade, it came down between clarinet and alto sax. I just kind of picked one and went with it.
Okay. And it's worked out okay. Any awards that you've received along the way?
Yeah. I've gotten perfect scores for solo ensemble things. I made All-State Band this year. A lot of honor bands. I'm a six-year sweep. I remember. And Best of Center last year. So
sounds like you've had a lot of fun. It's fun when you succeed, isn't it? Yeah. Well, let's talk about accomplishments and things, because, I mean, we kind of mentioned a few of them here, too. But do you have something that you're going to look back on that you'll be most proud of?
This year I was selected as the Governor's Scholar, so I got to go meet Governor Branstad, and that was fun.
Very good. Well, what about the future for you? Where will you be this fall?
I'm attending University of Minnesota in Twin Cities. And I'll be majoring in music education.
Okay. Why the U of M?
It was kind of by accident. But when I wanted to major in psychology, that was a really good psych school that was nearby. And then I fell in love with it and then switched my major. So I'm still going there. But
okay. All right. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
Similar to what Lainey said, be involved. You'll make so many friends that way. And keep up your grades because they will matter.
Definitely will. Well, Emily, thank you so much. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
Very good. All right. And who's next?
I'm David Thompson.
David, introduce us to your family.
I'm the youngest of three brothers, Daniel and Michael, and my parents are Thomas and Lisa.
I come from a family of all boys, too. It's tough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, especially for the parents.
It's always very competitive, too. Let's talk about classes. What'd you enjoy?
Just like Lainey and Emily, I'm very heavily involved in math, and I like social studies and government a lot, too.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that really helped you out along the way?
Mrs. Hayden, because I had her for math for 3 years, I believe, and Mr. Whiteley I liked a lot because he was my government teacher and also my seminar advisor.
Okay. What do they do that's different?
They personally connect their students, and they make their teaching, they do their teaching in a way that's easy to learn.
Keep you engaged that way. Let's talk about extracurricular activities then. What else have you been involved in?
I've been involved in soccer and basketball, track, cross country, National Honor Society, Student Council, FFA. Yeah, that's about it.
Are you a pretty organized person?
I am. I'm very organized.
Because you kind of have to be with that schedule, don't you?
Yes, that's a lot to handle. You have to prioritize a lot.
Was that important for you when you started high school? Did you want to be as involved as you could?
Oh, yeah, and that's definitely something my brothers and family taught me, get involved as much as you can.
Okay. Well, you're sitting here with us today because you're one of the top students in the class then, too. Was that a goal of yours when you started?
Yeah, I mean, education has always been a really big part of my life and always try and be toward the top.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about accomplishments. And what will you be most proud of when you look back?
Well, I'm currently the National Honor Society president, and I'm really quite proud of that. As a junior, I was in soccer. I was honorable mention all conference. And as a senior, I'm currently third in goals in the entire state. So I'm pretty proud of that right now.
Oh, very good. Having a good start to the season then. Excellent. Are you a natural leader? Is that something that you look to do?
Yeah, I think I am a natural leader. I guess that's for others to decide. But I like to take on leadership roles whenever they come to me.
Very good. Well, what's in the future for you?
I will be attending the University of Northern Iowa, and I have not decided on a major, but I'm looking into mathematics and statistics and actuarial science.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing you won't be alone down at UNI with there'll be a few other Atlantic students down there, too. Why'd you pick Northern Iowa?
Well, Northern Iowa wasn't actually my first choice, but my college of choice. I couldn't attend there because of financial reasons. So I had to keep looking, and I found UNI, and they had a lot of majors I like, so it works out for me.
You'll still be able to fit right in there. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, let's talk then about those eighth graders. Give them some advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
Well, don't get behind, especially in your math classes. I can tell you that from experience. And get heavily involved, even when it will stress and make your schedule very, very hectic. Always get involved as much as you can.
Pays off in the end?
Oh, yes, it does.
Very good. Well, congratulations to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, David. Appreciate that. And next we have?
Clayton Soigling.
Clayton, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Aaron and Dana, and I have an older brother, Wyatt, and a younger sister, Emily.
All right. Middle child. That's tough, isn't it?
It is very tough.
Let's talk a little bit about classwork. What did you enjoy?
Definitely physics, for sure, and a lot of classes Mr. Miller teaches, like the ag classes, and he teaches some shop stuff too.
Okay, very good. What about teachers? Any teachers that you'll still be talking about 10 years from now at a class reunion?
Definitely Mr. Beyer, just because of all the stories he shares with us and how fun he makes class, and Mr. Miller has helped me out a lot too.
Why those two? You mentioned he shares, Mr. Beyer shares stories and things, but what do they do that's so different for you?
They really connect with me personally because they both kind of teach ag. Mr. Beyer doesn't teach ag, but he farms and he shares a lot of stories that I find interesting.
Okay. Let's talk extracurricular activities for you. What else have you been involved in?
FFA, Student Council, National Honor Society. And my freshman year, I played basketball and football.
Do you have a favorite among those things?
Probably FFA, if I had to pick.
Okay. What about accomplishments? What will you be most proud of when you look back on your high school days?
I was the star agribusiness finalist in FFA. Myself and three other students out of the state of Iowa received the degree, so I think that's pretty cool. And I also think it's kind of neat how many leadership roles I've had. I'm a class officer. I was an officer on student council, FFA, and National Honor Society.
Got another natural leader here then. Very good. Well, where will you be this fall?
I'm going to Iowa State University.
Okay. Did you have a choice in that, or was that just pretty much automatic in your family?
It's kind of automatic. I knew my whole life I wanted to go there.
Doesn't Dad work for Iowa State?
He does.
That's what I thought. Okay. What about course of study? Is agriculture in your future then?
Definitely. I'm going to major in animal science and hope to get an agronomy minor.
Okay. Is that something you've always looked at, something in the agricultural field?
For the most part, yes.
Okay, nobody had to change your mind on that. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know?
I'll say it again, just get involved. It's really easy. If you don't like something, you can try something else because there's a lot to do up here.
Okay, very good. Well, Clayton, thank you so much. Appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Very good. That's Clayton Soigling, David Thompson, Emily Yeager, and Lainey Pelzer. They're some of the tops of the class of 2016 at Atlantic High School.
A lot, yeah.